With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. A synagogue in Billings, Montana held an active shooter training this past weekend. It joins a growing number of businesses, places of worship, and schools taking similar steps. Billings Police Officer Tom Keatley stands in the synagogue library Sunday afternoon and pulls a volunteer for a demonstration.
What's your name?
Lynn.
Lynn, you're going to take this gun away from me. Come on.
Okay.
Lynn follows him to the doorway.
Now push down, and I'm going to lift up as hard as I can.
She shoves his hands and gun towards the ground, away from about 15 other members of the congregation there for the training.
There's nothing. Even if I pull the trigger right now, nobody's hurt.
This could have been an alien scenario to the people here, far-reaching and unlikely. But it's not.
I mean, when did you think about what it would be like for somebody to explode the glass in the front door, walk through, and begin killing people?
All the time.
That's a common response from the people in the room.
I think it's part of being Jewish.
Temple board member Diane Kirsten is talking about a fear she's had her whole life.
Always. Yeah. Yeah. I think our combined memory causes us to be aware of violence toward us.
Yeah, it's a concern you've had ever since I was young.
That's Al Page, the temple board treasurer. He says he often considers the possibility of a shooting at the synagogue.
Every time we have services, every time we have high holy days, whatever the case may be, I'm always worried about people being around.
Rabbi Eric Uriarte says shootings at synagogues over the past 2 years bring those fears to the forefront.
For Jews in America, it may have been something that was always in the back of our minds, and the shootings in Pittsburgh and the shooting in Poway just sort of exacerbated that fear.
Uriarte says he's felt welcomed in Billings, and in the past, he has referenced Montana's support of the Jewish community. In the 1990s, an anti-Semitic act in Billings inspired Montanans to take a stand and eventually adopt the slogan, "Not in our town." Residents stuck by that. In 2017, when neo-Nazis tried unsuccessfully to organize an armed march in Whitefish, two women put together the Love Not Hate block party that drew hundreds of participants despite frigid temperatures. But domestic terrorism is perhaps most frightening because it can happen anywhere to anyone, not just to vulnerable populations. Officer Tom Keatley says that's part of why the active shooter training has become the department's most requested program since it kicked off 3 years ago.
It's a problem in the United States. Everywhere. It's not a big city problem. It's not a small town problem. It doesn't matter race, religion, gender. None of these things matter. And everybody's afraid of this happening in their hometown, in their church or synagogue or place of business or Costco or wherever. And so everybody's taking it seriously, as they should.
He says the training typically goes an hour long and focuses on the run, hide, and fight protocol. It also covers everyday resources you can use to barricade a door to stop entry or a bullet. Keatley says most of the large, established churches in Billings have asked for trainings for their congregation or staff, and many businesses have too.
Surgery centers and optometry places and retail stores, and there's just a wide variety of types of businesses that have asked us to come in.
The synagogue says they may consider a follow-up training, but that's to be decided. Kayla DeRoche, YPR News.